Would you bow with me as we pray together? Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this new day, the day that you have made. Thank you for bringing us here together. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us and prepare us to be taught today. Prepare us to be instructed in your truth. We pray that you would be with our speaker, that you would bless and guide him. We ask, Lord, that all that we do and say today, that our conduct, our conversation would bring glory to Jesus Christ, and that you would also equip us to bring glory to him through our words, through our thoughts, through all of our lives. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Before we get started, we want to get started right away here, and I will introduce our speaker in just a minute, but there are a few just sort of housekeeping-type announcements that we have. First of all, there are refreshments downstairs. You take these stairs in the back down and follow the hallway. There's, I think, some coffee down there. There's some fruit, maybe some cakes, donuts, kinds of things down there. The only thing we ask is that you not bring food into the sanctuary. If you want to bring like a cup of water, that's okay, but no food or coffee in the sanctuary. That could be a big cleanup mess for us. Also, I want to say something about our schedule today. What we have planned for today is that there will be 3 45-minute lectures. We'll have about a 15-minute bathroom refreshment break between each of our lectures, and then we'll break for lunch. After 3 lectures, we'll probably be breaking for lunch at about 12:15, and we'll have about 1 hour and 15 minutes for lunch, and then we'll come back in the afternoon for 2 more lectures. Now, lunch is basically on your own. I know some of you brought lunches. You're free to stay here at the church and eat. Blake, is the gym going to be open later for people to eat in? Or okay, so the downstairs room in this building will be the place where you eat your lunch. If you didn't bring your lunch, no worries. There's lots of places to eat here. Kearney Street is just a couple blocks south. There's lots of fast food places. Kansas Expressway is over here. They've got Panera Bread, McAllister's, pizza, all kinds of stuff over there. So there's places to go nearby. So 1 hour and 15 minutes should be plenty of time. Also, as I'm sure that as we're hearing the teaching today, I'm sure there will be questions that will come into your mind, things that you would like to ask. Just because of the way this room is and the acoustics, when you're up here, you can't really hear someone asking questions very well. So we're going to ask you, if you have a question, to write it down. Up on this table up here, there's some index cards. Write your question down during the breaks or whenever on the index cards, and just give them to me, okay? And we'll have a Q&A time right before lunch at the end of the morning, and then we'll have another one at the end of the day this afternoon. And the goal is, and I think it's a reasonable goal, to have everything done by about 3:15 to 3:30 today. So still got time to go home and mow the lawn or whatever. But that's what is going on today. You'll also notice our book table or book bar back there. We've got lots of good books. We've got some books by our speaker that I would encourage you to take a look at. All very reasonably priced, okay? Very reasonably priced. We just sell them for what we get them for. We don't make anything off them, despite all the nasty rumors going around. No, we have very low prices on those. Anything else? Is there anything I'm forgetting? I don't think so. We're very glad you're here. I know some of you have traveled a long way to be here, and we're thankful that you could come. We look forward to getting to know you today, those of you we don't know. And I would like to introduce our speaker. He is kind enough to come from a very long distance, all the way across the continent, to be with us today. Dr. Mitch Stokes is a senior fellow of philosophy at New St. Andrews College in Moscow, Idaho. Received a B.S. and M.S. degree in mechanical engineering, an M.A. in religion at Yale, an M.A. and Ph.D. in philosophy at Notre Dame. Even better, Dr. Stokes brought his wife with him. His wife, Christine, his lovely wife, is here as well. So thank them for coming. They have four children that they've left in good care, I'm sure, at home. And we're very glad that they could come here and be with us for their first trip to Missouri. So let's give them a good impression of Missourians while they're here. Dr. Stokes also is interested in martial arts and boxing, so don't mess with him. Dr. Stokes, please come, and let's give him our attention.